Hello everyone, this is another episode of the podcast, What Are You Doing With Your Children? And my name, as you know, is Daisy E. On Mondays, I share Monday messages, sort of like motivational messages with my Instagram followers based on things I've read or things I've experienced that struck me as learning points along my journey. And one of the things I shared on Monday this week was problem solving through the week and not getting carried away with the emotions that arise. And I decided to talk about the ways parents can teach their children problem solving. And problem solving is one of the core 21st century skills that individuals now need to survive and thrive in the global environment. And one of the ways you can raise confident and independent, successful individuals is to teach them how to solve problems by themselves, especially from childhood. And children, research has shown, children with strong problem-solving skills, have strong mental health. They do not run away from their problems. They can manage their emotions. They can think critically and creatively. And they persevere, they rough it out until they find a solution as against giving up and getting frustrated in the face of challenges. Giving your children problem-solving skills and mechanisms is one of the tenets of a growth mindset. So how do you teach a child problem-solving skills? Now, problem-solving is age-specific because it relies a lot on your child's cognitive ability and their communication skills. And the first thing you do, and problem solving can be taught from a very young age. We're talking age 3, preschoolers, children who already have a good command of their vocabulary and their speech. So the first thing you need to do as a parent is to allow your child to identify, name, and validate their emotions. So your children have to know what they're feeling, how they're feeling, why they're feeling. And you need to let them know that all emotions are valid, all emotions are all right. It is the reaction to those emotions and what they do with those emotions that I either good or bad. So once they know what it feels like to be upset, to be angry, and I have a podcast on anger management in children, you might want to check that out, what it means to be happy, what it means to be sad, then you teach them how to process those emotions. So processing is, why do you feel this way? How do you feel? What happened? What do you think led you to this point? What are you going to do about it? How can you prevent it? What role did you have to play in the emergence of this emotion? So like I said, problem solving starts with strong cognitive ability and strong communication skills, because you're going to have to talk your child through. They have to process and break down everything that is going on, and they need strong communication skills to do that. And communication skills is a combination of listening and speaking. So they need to be good listeners and they need to be good speakers for them to be able to go through problem solving. All right? And then we get into problem solving itself once they have been able to process their emotions. So it first starts with identifying define the problem, okay? So they get to the root cause. And I love a company, they're called the Big Life Journal, and they really have great resources that I'm going to be attaching to this podcast that I've found that is really, really great. So your child has to identify the problem, okay? So what is the problem? What has led to this conundrum or this quagmire you found yourself in? And you have to get your child to identify the root cause of the problem, which is the hard part. And then you need to get them to reflect on the problem, which is synonymous with them processing their emotions, okay? And then in that reflective space, you need to get them to brainstorm possible solutions, a minimum of 5 possible solutions that would help them solve the problem or solve exactly what they are feeling. So you need to go through the motions with them. And then when they list out these solutions, then they need to think of the pros and cons of each solution. So what is the consequence of this action? If I do this way, what is going to happen? You know, if I do it this way, would it work? Why won't it happen? So that is an identification of the pros and cons, weighing their options. And in this, you're teaching them decision making as well. And once they've evaluated everything they need to do, then they need to pick a solution, right? And test it out. So they pick a solution, they test it out, they see the consequences, they go through it, and then they'll be able to know if they've made the right decision or provided the right solution to that problem. Another thing you can do to help your children develop problem-solving skills is to read to them and read with them. And as you're reading, choose stories that show how the characters develop through their problems and how they solve their problems and what happened at the end. So you have to be very intentional and you have to be very creative. And as you're reading, adopt a dialogue reading technique where you're actively engaging your children in the story and they're not just passive listeners of the story. They have to be active members of the storytelling session. So ask them questions, get them to flip the story, get them to change the title, get them to put themselves in the shoes of the protagonist and come up with ways they would have handled that decision. Another way you can help your kids with problem-solving skills is to allow them to play. Children learn through play. And they learn through creative play. So we're talking puzzles, we're talking building blocks, we're talking about role play. The more they play, the more they're able to solve problems, develop critical thinking abilities. Can this block fit into this shape? Can this shape fit into this space? You know, if I'm going to be a nurse, what do I need to role play a nurse? All these things are critical thinking activities that they can use. You can also use art and crafts to teach your children problem solving. Yes, you can. And arts and crafts in the sense of them making what we call open-ended toys. So they're creating open-ended toys. They're creating and inventing the characters, the situation of the characters, and the possible problems and solutions that the characters will come up with. So it's the same thing as learning through play, but now you have used arts and craft intentionally to get to that point. Another thing you can do to help your children develop problem-solving skills is to ask them open-ended questions. So open-ended questions are questions that do not require yes or no. It forces them to think. It helps develop their language skills as well, as they have to use extensive vocabulary and show that they understand the meaning of a lot of words. So open-ended questions are wonderful tools you can use, and they help you boost the reflective activities that also improve critical thinking. Now, as your children grow older, so we're talking 7 to 9 years, you can teach them how to prioritize and break their problems into chunks. So they break down their problems and just segment them, because the older they get, the more complex their problems will become. So you need to teach them how to break down their problems. Of course, now they know how to identify their emotions and why they feel that way and the part they played in getting to that point. So now they're going to break their problems into segmented chunks and solvable chunks. And then you encourage them to brainstorm through the problem. All these things, you're building a lot of grit and a growth mindset, and you're encouraging them to keep using their mental muscles, not to give up, but to always find a solution, to always put their brain to task and enable them find a solution. Again, you're asking open-ended questions and you're listening to them. Don't be too quick to jump in and solve the problems for them. Listen to them and be more of a facilitator, where you just guide them into finding the solution to their problems. Now they're older, you want to encourage them to use more creative problem-solving techniques. So ideating through their problems, thinking it through, designing possible solutions, being very, very, very creative with the ways they solve problems. So you could prompt them by asking them to maybe invent something that would help the household go through a process faster. You could tell them to create a game and create their own rules to the game, so that you're seeing how their mind works creatively to solve problems that do not even exist. You can encourage them to work for the things they need. So for example, if your child says they need a game or they need a particular toy, you can encourage them to work and earn their way to that goal, as against just giving it to them. That way they get to have a very good and strong work ethic as well. And you can encourage them also, as they grow older, to put their thoughts to paper. So articulate their thoughts and map out the possible solutions to their problems. And I'm also going to be sharing a graphic organizer with this podcast as well, that you can download for your kids and use to teach them problem solving skills. I'm also going to have an article where I'm breaking down these points on my blog, www.daisyea.com. So please feel free to read it and get more insights. Now, the activities you can do, in addition to what I have said, you can encourage your children to learn and play chess. You can encourage them to go into coding, or you can encourage them to get involved in meaningful projects. All these things promote critical thinking, creativity, analysis, logic, planning, and persistence. All the things you need for effective problem-solving skills. Now, having said all this, all these things are not going to be effective if you as a parent are not modeling effective problem-solving. You have to be the model and teach your children what it looks like to solve a problem effectively. Model the appropriate behavior, and this gives them real life examples of how to solve problems. It also gives them an opportunity to see that sometimes to solve a problem, you're going to need 2, 3, 4, 5 attempts. You're going to fail forward till you find a suitable solution. So that is what modeling also does for your kids. Another thing that modeling does for your kids is that it teaches them to focus on the things they can control. Things like their behavior, their reactions to things, the goals they set, the efforts they put into something, the way they take care of themselves and their family members, the friends they choose and the friends they keep, their ability to ask for help, their ability to learn from their mistakes. They also get to see the things they cannot control, like the weather, being sick, another person's reaction to their actions, another person's attitude, what people will say about them, about the things they do. We do not have a control over that. And when they see you go through life solving problems creatively and effectively, you're giving them these skills and these tools for them to see how it is done. Children are like sponges. They absorb the environment. So you have to make sure that what they're absorbing is the right thing. The last thing you can do to help your kids is to ask them for advice. Ask them for their input, ask them for their opinion. What this does is it helps them also put their problem-solving hats on and practice problem-solving. It gives them confidence to know that their opinion matters and their opinion is appreciated. So ask your children for advice. Even if you know what you want to do, just throw it out there and find out how they're thinking, find out how they will solve a problem, and it brings in fresh ideas into the solutions that you have penned down for yourself. As you go through your week solving problems, remember to pass on this skill to your children. These skills are important. These skills are vital for global adaptation and for global success. For parenting to be effective, it has to be intentional. My name is Daisy Iye, and this has been the podcast, What Are You Doing With Your Children? Thank you for sharing a part of your day with me. See you next time. Bye. Thank you.